this is one of the hostile sessions with respect to, the Dunkirk Hamlet, Home of Ron and Karen Mills, July the 6th, 04. Okay, we'll wait. So if you are chatting about something, please speak up, and then it's the tape will fill in blanks for us if sometimes we miss it. Rob's going to take the notes as well, because he's deputy has the responsibility of taking all of the information that we hear today and putting it into a written text for us. And we have a text up down here, but we wanted to fill in. But the thing that we're looking for, much or maybe more than anything, are those anecdotal stories. What I mean by that is I can remember the time when such and such happened. And these are things that aren't mentioned in the paper. We can read the back of the paper, and they have how the columns are, like there's one for Fisher's Corners, and there's another one for here and that. Mr. and Mrs. James Smith visiting Toronto on the weekend. But one thing I really enjoyed was the one in there with Clarence Baines and somebody else went to Toronto for the weekend. It's too bad they hadn't told me what Clarence Baines and somebody came to Toronto on the weekend. But nobody fills in the blanks. Those are the kind of ones that, if they didn't come along, it would be a couple. How do you usually describe the location of Dunkirk? Somebody asked, where's Dunkirk?
Well, at the third line of 27th Highway, we all was set, but that was Carter Road 27th.
Yeah. She's so far south of Bond Head and so far north of Shawford. On 27th.
Is it, it didn't have another nickname like it has. If you go back in history a long time, it was Corpus Corner, but that's a long time. Dunkirk came in once the post office was a rival of the post office. That's kind of stuff.
I've had a lot of people Dunkirk.
That's like Mullock Drive, or rather Mullock in Newmarket.
We had visitors called Young Street Yunge.
Yunge. Ron, you remember the night we had the Sunday school anniversary in the West of Rather than Middle here with our silver tennis. So anyway, we're all sitting there at 7 o'clock, and the old minister showed up. All of a sudden, Wesley started squirming. Ended up, he was the minister, he forgot, you remember that?
No.
So my uncle and aunt, the Luxbridge, were at our place for supper, but we all had to go to church and supper. So mother stood up, and Uncle Fred, he traveled quite a bit. He married one of my dad's sisters. And he got up and drove some of his trips around and was a little bird and dead and well. I remember that. I was, Wesley started to square me
up here?
At the church.
That's right. Okay.
He forgot all about it.
Yeah. So.
And his name was Wes?
Wesley
Bryan.
Wesley
Bryan. Would that be, what year would that be?
30.
Yeah,
he died in 32nd.
This was the special service?
No, the Sunday school. We had a Sunday school that way. This was the Sunday school in the morning.
No morning services or
something. They all passed away in the wintertime. And a couple of slaves, everybody knew it. Washington Cutters and Slaves. Father took the casket to the cemetery on the Slave, and it was definitely kind of that day. So Kenny cut the funeral there, and I think it was down the right to house in the Ohio, long since. And they had two car batteries, and we kind of the casket, and we the casket with two lights on the end of it.
How did that work, Ron?
Well, I guess the special band, the special involved in that. It's car battery.
Well, possibly they did have to do that even in there because what I feel was...
Well, yeah, it was a common occurrence. Too many people have...
This was like during the day or is it at night?
Well, the night before people had their rails and snaps and so on.
And Tommy and Maggie died before Wesley.
Oh, no, Wesley was back then.
Because I remember Tommy was little black screen glasses. They were all like that. If you walked around and spoke, Tommy could tell you who you were. Couldn't see it.
It was out with the one of the cows and the farm.
Yeah.
They were looking at the back of the table and something to put in with the cattle.
Well, how many farms did they have? How many on that sheet that we had? It shows like the John Brandon. This is lot two.
West half lot two.
West half lot two. So John Brandon that was
Matt Brandon on lot 5.
Yeah, that's in session 2.
And Thomas Brandon.
Yeah, this is in session 2. There was John Brandon and Tom Brandon was on 3, and Robert Brandon on Carter 4, and Matt Brandon on 5, is that right?
My uncle lived there. Albert Robertson was next to him, and Alec Craigens. Somebody was looking for the history of Craigens. He's here with that.
Don't know. I haven't heard. I don't know. Jack?
I don't think so.
Are the Craigens still around?
Original ones here.
Patty and Alec were the parents of Roscoe and Russell used to have an orchestra on the radio years ago.
Where's that?
Russell. Craigens Park.
Hey, Bailey?
Anyway.
Just a sec now. Russell Creighton?
He was a son. What was the father's name, you say?
Alec. Patty.
Yeah. Well, they have three or four?
At least three boys, because there was Roscoe.
Yeah.
And Massey, the other ship up and just
keep going. Which one had the orchestra?
Ross.
Yeah. And he was a musician?
Yeah.
He was playing the orchestra.
And what instrument did he fiddle?
I don't know what he played.
What was the name of the orchestra?
Did they have a
Rob Radio? They have a world around here.
I can tell you that I think anybody got the history on the clouds and just little red.
Detective
Chong
to cooperate with that talk.
Well, okay. Willie George McLeod lived there. He and his son, Philip. Philip was one of the teams that were moving the dirt down here. But
that's behind where we were.
Yeah.
Behind where we were.
Yeah.
And
they're across Edwards, across from your head.
Yeah.
That's where McLeod was.
Yeah.
But anyway, this Willie Jordan McCallum, he played the violin. The night of your mother's dad, the night they had a party over here for Patty and Alec, Willie Jordan was playing the violin, and he was sitting kind of up on a table or a chair or something. And they had put three, Alec had put three elbows on a stone pipe. Willie Jordan looked up and he said, "We're going to play the crooked stone pipe." I just remember that.
Those were big occasions, since you didn't go very much.
In the Newmarket paper, there was an account they had when they finished building the barge in 1925 for the barge, just the barge. They had a dance on it, and McClellan's orchestra. He was the manager. He managed the dance. I don't say he was.
He was road superintendent for a long time.
Yeah.
I guess I told you before, I was on the bar, we were on the bar one night, came back in here one night. Mother crossed down, but we were on the back. We walked up a plank of the barge for a while. And I don't know what we're talking about.
Well,
Willie
Jordan
did Philip play an instrument? Yeah.
Not that at all. He married, remember we were talking about the theater now? Mm-hmm. He married one of the theater girls. That name was just west of Cookstown.
Yep.
Well, was it his? Philip's sister. Do you remember who lived there before? What time you moved?
That time we were there was Rick Helm.
Yeah, well, wasn't his wife the
McCallum? McCallum, yeah.
Okay, I was right on there. Yeah. I was trying to think of the name of Britain's name, and I couldn't even think of it.
Well, I was reaching for it too there. And the senior's memory at Orb.
Depends what he's trying to remember, George.
That takes two, doesn't it? Yeah, okay.
I remember it. Was it in the wintertime that the house was burned?
Which house?
What that?
Maybe once. I don't remember that one.
I remember that Pat and I were over there with the county actor. It was a wartime house that was put up, with no bridges on it, no overhang. 42.
Are there any other, looking at this map, Oral mentioned, he saw the name Sam Hughes. Yeah. Okay, this is 1837 now. There's that, the Brandons. Now, there are none of the Brandons like that. Is there a Brandon that's still, like Matt, was he about the last one that was here? He was the last one. So they must have had, did they have quite a bit to do in the community? Like, were they involved, like, in really taking part in community affairs? Were those were they from birth or were they because of
Tom was 21 when he was born. They were married. They were cousins. Their father and mother were cousins.
They had a lot of physical problems. Surgery didn't have any mental problems.
Yeah.
I never heard that.
the Keitley family, you know, we see Keitley shows up as being a member of council and that. So they lived on the north side. Who are the families that took, the leaders in the community who took the lead? Now you mentioned Wes, was he head of the Sunday school, and maybe the quarter stewards on the church? Was there a hall? Run that one by me again,
Two trees in front of the church. They're fairly big now, but they're quite a while in memory of Lee and Nelson Green.
And one there for Roy.
One for Roy.
They were very active in the Sunday school. Yeah.
This is something like the Macbeths. They are Macbeths and Macbeths.
What years are you talking here now, George?
Well, this one that we have here is Hunter's thing of before 1837, but we're not. We'll come back from that. We're not concerned about everything being 1837. acquainted with the McDevitts, are no relation to the Devitts.
No, I don't think so.
Did they, and McDevitts, you said which lot would they be on? Would they in concession to?
Concession to my fault.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, now
that's. Were they there originally, or what was on there?
That shows here, that's the original Sam Hughes lot, is that right? Concession to lot one?
Yeah, well, the one you're talking about is where the cheese factory is, that on the second.
Yeah, okay.
Or does the Hughes own the farm west of that again, or, that brings our, this is McDevitt up here. Jim was his name, but his father, they had one daughter, Eddie. And she married a Mal Larry from Cotton, that's the name of them, and, Larry's mom, maybe. Then Al died, and they had one daughter, Jean, so then Eddie moved back here with her parents.
Did you say Patty?
Did Eddie. You? Henrietta was her name.
So father Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Eddie.
And there was another doctor. Where did she come from?
Marie.
She was adopted. She and this her uncle, Jack Lowry, was killed one Sunday night before the movie out the corner of the second mile. I always followed up to the north but I don't know about that one. Well, I don't know where he was, from where he was killed, Eddie adopted. And she didn't adopt Eddie, Eddie just came to live with him. She married Bill Breton.
Bill Wesson.
Bill Wesson. Remember the connection there?
Bill Westbrook?
Up on the 6th of Tecumseh. Fred Russell's son.
And what is that related back to Bob?
Yeah, he would be.
Okay. Is that the same family or something?
Fred and Bob's father would be like
your
brothers.
That's your cousin to your folks, aren't they? Isn't it? Greetings in the West, that's where they.
I imagine Fred and Bob's dad. They're probably brothers.
Well, I
was
saying,
I've
got
to be thankful.
Didn't
know where else to go.
Sure. Where did they, when the high school came in, where did you go to high school?
Sister went to live with his aunt in Irvine, four rooms in the summer. And then four to the fifth. Irma went back to this aunt, not with mine, and that's why she stayed there for a year and got a fifth out of graduation.
I was very was John through a continuation school?
No, it's just 4 grades, so then they had to go to the fifth grade. I don't know where Lily went and Mary went, where they went to Aurora. I guess someone cracked it.
Well, look at me, because I never went to high
school. Well, what is it? Okay, but there is a James Mills, not what would it be?
Oh, he went to Georgetown, or no.
Quite a few of the Roberts.
Okay, don't worry about that. I just wondered if he went locally. You say,
I would say Bradford would be the question.
Most of them went to Bradford.
Was there somebody who drove the car, or was it, did they go, like, I know there were a number of, we spoke with other people who, they went in and they stayed, they went in on Monday morning and stayed for the week, they boarded for the week, they went to school and came back home on Friday night, was that, were there cases of that?
Well, I guess so, like you say, I guess it's true.
I feel like it got to the stage where somebody would drive a car and pick up so many kids. Ivan Bell drove and came down and picked up someone in 88. Me up on my block at the 88. Helen Wood, that was, I guess the last year. George took the car for a year, so. And then after he quit, of course, that's what I had to do, is one for he took charges about $1 a day or something.
You ever do it in 1930s?
Always.
Well, I don't know.
No, just take it easy, then, George. Sorry to be.
I didn't. No, I
early 40s.
I went, yeah, okay, all right. Lately, because we had a chap, we were supposed to go to Bond Road High School. So we were supposed to walk out to Dunbar Street to get on the bus down to Bond Road. But my aunt's not to go to Weston, so we went to get to Weston. We had neighbors, the neighbors, they went to the vacation school in Weston. So they drove in, so we were seven.
It was early 40s when I quit in 43.
Okay. We're in the same time.
My mother always said they drove big. They took the horse and buggy all the time. They were born. There was somebody up kid that was born with the horse.
Early age to take the horse. Going to the general.
George Ferris was talking about the fact that you're dad.
Because of the, Duncarron was made up, you had the church, you had, was there a blacksmith?
No. Just the post office.
Just the post office, school and church.
Then there was always, I was on the other side of the road, services for Jim Cutler, remember that there, and his old contract machinery there.
What side of the road is that?
The west side. The west side.
Well, when did the Paxton Garage start?
Very good, 49.
Paxton's Garage?
No, 40, 46. You were going on the other side, and then you were going on the east side of the north side.
Well, did they just come there in 46?
No, I think they were there.
Must have been there before that.
Yeah,
because it was spring of 47 that we moved back up.
Yeah.
And for that period of time, they had taken some of the kids out to turn the Bond Head.
No. From Bond Head, we went when I was in grade 6, for 1 year only. No, I can't tell you the year.
Well, they took some from here, too.
Sarah, you had a
moment.
Yes. Duncarron?
Mm-hmm.
It was 1 year.
Just the one
yeah,
year.
Well, that it was must one have year
been,
only.
That must have been the winter of 47, like.
It could be.
Because we took a load of stuff. We were moving back up to the farm. We took a load of stuff up in the morning. It was a great day. Lovely.
Because Leo used to take six kids along him.
Well, we brought them home in the sleigh. And they hadn't worn enough clothes to keep them warm. And
I don't remember coming home in the sleigh.
In the minutes, I found where Miss Ethel Green, the teacher at Middletown, paid $2 to take you guys to the Bond Head before the big school.
I never ordered that, though, but.
Well, I think they used to take them up by car.
They don't.
Sometimes.
Yeah, by car.
The day you're talking about this. We just, guy just got home with the tractor and wagon and phone ride, and we really aren't supposed to have gone up to get them. Long in front of the devil just there was put that much water and ice and he got stuck there. And I had to go back up and bring the kids for the rest
no,
of the
No, we
kids.
Picked the kids up right coming back through. They phoned up because I got blankets from mom and stuff like that and we brought them home and picked up.
Who were they? Bruce or Dick?
I'm sure Ronnie Baxter.
Ron and
but that's why Lily Archer was be going up there.
Yeah, right.
Ron and Glenda Lightway and
Ron.
Mm-hmm.
been to a senior's house. And I got him to start before he started.
When, do you have any memories of the Building 27?
I sure do.
You might be on a team on it, did you? Did you have a team on it?
Oh, I wasn't old enough.
I can remember going down to the stable they had there at Best Whistles, you know, by the creek there.
I actually had a, how many, 30 or 40 team in there.
Oh, yeah. Those, big, or those, they look awful big.
There was another one, where a bond had something, but it was the other team.
I don't know, but I remember Dad saying he knew that one.
Yeah, I remember your dad went there.
We'll just go back though. Who had the stable, Ron?
Oh, what, Mackey? Was it
Mackey? Mackey Construction.
Yeah, like a tent.
Yeah, of course, no stable, it was just a tent.
M-A-C-K-I-E?
I think he came around west with somebody, do you remember your Mackey Construction? I could be wrong.
Well, they're tooting, it was M-A-C-K-E-Y, and it was M-A-C-K-I-E.
I would think it was E-Y, I don't know, that's right. But I thought he came from around Toronto, but I couldn't remember.
And where, that, the, it's, horse farm was, just...
Just over the bridge on Old 27, on the south side of the bridge, on Old 27.
About nine, just about right in the hollow, right there.
Yeah. That's Wilson, that by that farm, that was pretty happy, but they couldn't remember that.
In the
crowd farm? Yeah.
No,
it was split off there, it's river, wasn't it?
One north of it.
It was split at the river.
So Wilson at that time old boy?
Yeah.
Who drove the horses?
They hired them.
They must, you say they had a whole, did they have a camp for people who could get to work, or were they all local people who came in?
I don't remember what the, I knew what they'd done with the horse, but I don't know what they'd done with the man.
Who were too interested in horses?
I know there was, we had a tent in our orchard. There was a couple of fellas, they were more of an engineer type. They stayed in this tent, I remember, all summer.
Where did they eat?
In our orchard there.
My dad lived in some of the
Maybe
they come from
somewhere.
Oh, they probably did.
And
they were local.
Well, the project, I understand, was a make work project for people who were unemployed. That's the idea. And they were only allowed to use like teams of horses and slush scrapers, picks and shovels and wheelbarrows. They weren't allowed to use tractors and equipment. So that it was a very labor-intensive type of work.
Was that during the Depression?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, have you ever heard it referred to as Duncan Marshall's cowpat?
Duncan Marshall's cowpat?
Yeah. Duncan Marshall was the Minister of Highways at the time. And I remember my father referring it to it as Duncan Marshall's cowpat. Because it was a very political thing. Because they had all these people who were working on the road, it's too many to make their you don't, somebody was asking, how did they feed all these people?
They must have, if they were local people, they must have brought their own food with them.
Gordon, somewhere in the files, which I haven't been able to recover, Gordon, Bradley, wrote a story about people. I can't find it. I've read it a number of times, but I'm stuck away for safety.
Did you get a couple of Bradley
papers? No, it was just a story that he wrote. It was written on both sides of a sheet of paper.
Oh,
And like you've been right in up there, and it's got that hill down there, a bit like.
I remember, they went ahead and put fences up first, remember, T-Tacker and, Herman Lennox's team and, Sullivan and, Houghton from Cookstown. They were down with construction. I don't want to talk too much, but when they cut the hill down there at our front of Roy's, they cleaned out the track first that they could put trucks under. And then they built a bridge up over the top. You will. They built a bridge up over the top, and then they had these horses on the slush scrapers, and they'd all line up and lay the team plow. Heard of. And these teams that just have a chain of horses that go and go up over the bridge. There's a little trap door like that, a little two-by-four on one side, and the guy stood there and he just took the scraper up and went down to the truck. The team went down the other side, and that's how they cut both sides of the
highway. Those things are just the width of a team.
Yeah.
How those cars have ever had the nerve to roll with those?
No rails.
They got encouraged the first time or two.
No rails on the bridge, really. It's just weird.
And they're 12 feet high. The truck's running eight there. They're 10 or 12 feet high.
Yeah, well, those are the kind of, those are the, that's the same thing as what we've got. When they, mm-hmm. I've been able to get pictures of 20s, of 400. You'll remember when they built the bridges on 400. Well, they built a wire cage. They said we had a reinforcing block. They built these cages. And then it's really a strange looking thing. But it's this cage. And then they built the forms around it. And then they mixed the cement right there, didn't they? And at the bridge. And put it up the real barriers. You don't build that's what I've been told anyway.
The way they took this track through, they had slush scrapers and on wheels. And that's how they had to haul it farther and up on the side of the road to build them. It was the little slush scrapers, not these wheel scrapers. They took two teams, remember, they were pulling these wheel scrapers. One team pulled in front, dropped a pin in the tongue and pulled the scraper through, and then the guy dollar snacks and he done his stuff.
Was this for 400?
No,
on 400
no,
or
no,
on 27?
No, no,
yeah,
27.
27. Right in front of the tire places down that hill right there.
How long did it take to build it then?
We were there a long time.
It must have been at that rate of time.
Sure.
That I wasn't
the horse, there. It must have done it in the summer because I don't remember when or where it happened.
It was cold the day of the thing.
How far would they bring it? When they brought the gravel in, how did they bring the gravel in?
Well, by that time, the trucks were this is the initial project.
Yeah. And it was basically just a dirt road for quite a while. It wasn't paved until after the war.
51. 51.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, a big team on the road bridge.
Job construction, when we're going to school, the steam engines would be going by, rolling the tire down.
Oh, yeah.
Labor Day of 49, it rained a bit on that tire. The traffic was coming back, remember that? There was 19 cars turned over between here and the fourth line corner. And Paul and I went up to Bob and there just to watch traffic. And I got myself into it. The job before I knew it, never got home till way on in the morning, drawing cars and doing off the highway.
That was slick.
Yeah, my guys, they were just came on it before. They were bad, too fast.
Hey, just let's recap this a bit now. And that night it froze?
No. The car that was on the highway at that time, mm-hmm. The pure car.
And it rained.
Well, it just rained in the afternoon. Okay. And that just made that car just like the night. Mm-hmm. And it was a good summer song.
What year would this be?
49.
49?
How many cars did you sit in?
Well, there wasn't plenty. There was just about 17 or 19 cars. They had to stack up and down the corner there, and then the church there, and all the places.
Between which concessions? Between
the third and the fourth. Well, there was more involved, I think, than somebody else said that.
You looked up.
We just had one concession. But
such excitement.
Just to ask a question, because we're trying to connect. Were there ever any police at an event like that?
No,
I'm just asking.
I never saw one.
What's your first memory of a policeman?
My first memory of a policeman was we had an army truck, and I was going to Schaumburg one night. It was after dark, and headlight was out, I didn't know it. Down in front of Bob Bennett, the policeman stopped. And I lost the order, and I told him where I was. So I got a license, and I had to go up to the cafe and say, we just bought it, and I had to go up the next day and show them my license. So did that teach me a lesson? This thing hasn't been out of this pocket since 46. I wouldn't go across to get the tickets.
Was that Jim Thompson?
No.
Where do you carry that wallet?
Right in this pocket.
In that pocket.
I don't have it, I know what I said.
I've always carried mine on my back pocket.
Yeah.
Art carries his in his side pocket.
Well, I've been because of what you open up my problem, but we've taken physio. And two physio people tell me, you do not wear your wallet in your back pocket.
That's what I was told. Yeah.
It's the worst place there is, because it distorts when you're sitting, it distorts the sitting position.
Back pocket's not what I was told.
I'm supposed to carry it in the side pocket, but it's hard to break a habit.
Yeah.
Even my dad's
sciatic
having this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the worst
place
there is.
Yeah.
But there were no, in the wartime, there was no place for within 25 or 30.
What's your first record of the police?
First record. Remember? Harold Russell and Schaumburg.
Okay.
You went to a dance. The crowd got a wee bit rowdy. Harold Russell was the sheriff of the town. And he went home.
There you are. He
didn't want to be in on it. He didn't want
to be involved. He might as well know where he was.
You can't put that in the book.
No, I'll leave that there.
That's where I went to the dance, and Schaumburg wasn't played for them.
I used to just play God Save the Queen, and then that was...
Oh, he went home every night. He didn't.
Gus Barker was before him.
Would you remember, one stopped us one night, where were we going? You were taking me home from somewhere, up just south of Bond Head, and he didn't stop for a piece, because it wasn't like a black and white police car. You didn't even know it was a police car. No, and when he stopped us and he said something, why didn't you stop? And Art said, well, I didn't know you were a police. He said, and we decided, I guess you better stop. And that's the first time I remember.
That would be an OPP option.
I guess so.
One of the Bradford folks. When did the Bradford detachment, when did they have the OPP in Bradford?
They had OPP at the time of the opening of the municipal. Was that 51? Well, they definitely had OPP at that time, because the OPP had the top upstairs.
They had upstairs, yeah.
That pool was there for years. Reeves, what was Trees?
Trees, yeah.
He was the first one I remember.
One car, we took the trial of that bank, but the back was so full of stuff, it never hurt the cop at all. Everything was packed in the back, so it couldn't hurt the cop.
What,
Yeah, they just played God Save the King there, clean their charm with your pants every night, stop fighting.
That's a good way. That's a good way.
Way to stop the fight. God Save the King.
You don't need the police.
God Save the King.
What are they fighting over?
Somebody else was on there. It was army.
All of a sudden, or
soldiers.
And then this is for MVP. Just be
during the war then?
Yeah. How many times would they have to play it?
Well, quite often, some nights. There were two stoves, one in each corner.
Howard Webb lost great and got in the northwest corner.
Another night,
we were going to dance and shop, and we just got up the steps and almost going to the Chanel, but Dawson had to come up the steps. Somebody threw a bottle over the top and just let it happen. Poor Dawson came up with
that.
What a bunch.
Well, they always said Mother and Dad, Mom would especially never let me go to Cookstown dances. They had dances all the time. You're not going up there to dance as well. She didn't only know in the back. The ones in Schaumburg weren't. If they were any better, they weren't much better. As far as the...
Those were the dances that were held in the drill hall. They had a name for the hall up there, Cookstown.
Yeah. We never went to those.
Is there much?
Is your mother rolling over in her grave?
Your mother rolling over in her grave?
I don't know. If she has more than that, we'd make her roll over.
Lots of Newtown, didn't we,
sir? Where else? So there were dances in Schaumburg, there were dances in Cookstown. Where were the dances?
Newtown.
Guilford.
Longhead.
Were they all the same night?
Different nights.
Different nights.
Later years.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it must have been very early according to the history.
Well, Longhead had them before we started going together.
The Orange Hall.
Yeah.
We had a Euchre and a dance.
User and Euchre, and that's where we met. That's where we started going.
Yeah, I remember before you were married.
I remember your mother and dad brought your kids up without sleep.
Up on the stage under the bench.
Yeah.
The rest of the state to go to mother and dad.
The Anglican.
I was babysitting.
Play guards.
Babysitting.
And you do the same. They bring you in, stick it in on a bed or somewhere, or floor.
Well, you say euchre and dance.
They were mostly for the Red Cross, and they played euchre for so long, and then they had the dance out.
It would be a live dance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who provided the music for that?
Gordon Reed in the Newtown.
Harrison's Orchestra.
Jeb's been in too. Jeb, the time we were married 58 years ago, Jeb's
were playing.
One night, the war time, they had these, they're staying in the middle of all the hips and scars. They have those guys when they shorted. Somebody was on the platform and did a somersault. Some lady, I think.